You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So, I am here with Tom Whiter, who is from BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge, and arguably has one of the coolest jobs in the world. So you spend all day just sitting around meeting like famous music acts. How is that?
Oh, it's a lot more than that, I have to say. It's really enjoyable. It's a job I've always wanted to do, and I can't believe they've finally let me do it. It's great. I love music, and I love trying to get it played to as many people in the world as possible. So Live Lounge is the best place for all that.
And you've spoken a lot in your talk about the way the kind of social media, video, that kind of thing has impacted Live Lounge. What changes do you think you've sort of seen come about in the time that you've been working with Live Lounge because of that?
The kind of changes we've seen in the Live Lounge are the same changes we've seen across radio as a whole. So it's a really good opportunity for us to bring really interesting video content to our social media platforms, and it is part of our kind of content offering to people. It's not just radio shows, it's a video you can watch later, it's something you can share with your friends hopefully as well, and it's all in the interest of the music industry and helping the acts out as well, and then also hopefully spreading the Radio 1 word that this is what we do, please come and listen to us every day.
Yeah, it does seem like throughout the conference this has been going on, that it's a really kind of beneficial platform to have all that. So who has been the favourite kind of act that you've worked with?
Personally, I've really liked having Dua Lipa in the Live Lounge. She's a brand new pop star, but one of those people who has that star aura around her straight away. She came in and did an interview with us on Clara's show before Christmas, and then she was in the BBC Sound of 2016, and we had her in for a proper Live Lounge. And it's that really exciting moment when you see an act being like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this is great, and then being like, thank you for letting me do it, and we're saying, well no, thank you for coming in because you're really talented, and then hearing her hit all the high notes, like, yes, she can sing live, brilliant. This is it, this works. So it's always changing. I love loads of different Live Lounges, whether it's Hozier covering Arctic Monkeys or Disclosure doing Drake, but of Ruth and Time.
What's your favourite so far? And have you had any really awkward experiences in Live Lounge? Like, you know, because obviously it's live, you can't control it. Is there any kind of example you can think of?
No, I can gladly say Clara is such a professional and gets on really well with all the artists that come in, and they luckily are all very nice people. I don't think you get very far in the industry if you're not a nice person as well. So it is less about awkward times and more just a good chance to talk to the people behind the music. It's quite nice. So hopefully they go away thinking I made a new friend in Clara.
Amazing. And last question, if you could give any advice to someone who is kind of looking at doing a similar thing to you, what would that be?
So if you're currently working in student radio, I think it's the best place to start. There's loads of chance to kind of make the mistakes that you do when you're learning something new, and I would say go and try and get as much experience elsewhere. It doesn't these days even have to be radio. Maybe it's running your own blog, recommending your music, or recording your own sessions in a new style on your YouTube channel, or anything that shows that you're really interested in music is vital when it comes to them trying to apply for a job at Radio 1 to say I love music, I'm really passionate about it. So I think it's just being able to show that you've kind of got that get up and go to do something yourself, and it doesn't even have to be proper work experience anyway. If you can get it, brilliant, do it. But it's like, I'd rather someone come to you and be like, look how passionate I am, I can show you.
Great, okay, thank you very much for speaking to me.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.